With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. As Tennessee lawmakers are poised to vote on a Republican-backed redistricting plan, Alabama Republicans are also considering redrawing congressional maps. In South Carolina, Republican State Rep. Brandon Newton says a redistricting effort in his state is not about strengthening the GOP.
This isn't about any one person. This is simply about the process of making sure the maps are constitutional and they are ones that are fair and honest and that we can use. It doesn't matter who's in the seats. These seats are not ours and they're not the congressmen's. They are the people's seats, and so it should play a role who's in the chair.
The Supreme Court recently found that Louisiana Democrats relied too heavily on race when creating a second black majority district. You can do it the easy way or the hard way. That, in a nutshell, is a choice President Trump is offering to Iran. He's urging Tehran to accept a U.S. proposal to end the war, or else, he warns, a bombing will resume. In the meantime, the president says a U.S. blockade of Iranian ports remains very much in effect.
It's like a wall of steel. Nobody goes through. In particular, the Iranians, they're not getting anything through one way or the other, so they're out of business. And we'll see whether or not they are agreeing. And if they don't agree, they'll end up agreeing shortly thereafter.
Mr. Trump insisting the Iranians, despite public statements to the contrary, are interested in making a deal. He says they've already signaled a willingness to give up their nuclear ambitions. Powerful storms that included at least one tornado, confirmed, have lashed parts of Mississippi, damaging hundreds of homes, bringing down trees and power lines. There have been no immediate reports of fatalities. At least 17 people, though, were injured. On Wall Street, the Dow futures 111 points higher. This is SRN News. Britons are worried about the decline of Christianity.
A new poll from Whitestone Insight finds that 52% of British people say they believe the country's ongoing slide away from the faith will have a negative impact on future generations. Only about 20% of respondents say they think the decline will be a good thing for the country. The survey also reveals that nearly 3 out of 5 Britons think Christianity has something to offer the country, either as moral guidance or in practical day-to-day influence. Michael Harrington reporting.
As America prepares to mark its 250th birthday, scholars are highlighting the unique qualities of the Constitution. The Bill of Rights is the centerpiece, and its religious freedom provisions are being celebrated by many. Experts note that while not all of the Founding Fathers were Christians, most of them also were not deists or anti-religious skeptics. The founders believed in prayer and that God was helping the revolutionary cause. This is SRN News. One suspect is apprehended following a deadly mass shooting at a lakeside park in Oklahoma.
Police in Edmond, Oklahoma have made an arrest after a weekend shooting that killed a young woman and left nearly 24 others injured.
Multiple subjects produced firearms and discharged in excess of 80 rounds.
Police Chief J.D. Younger says 18-year-old Jalen Davis turned himself in and is being held on a $1 million bond.
That charge is in the process of being upgraded to felony murder.
The 18-year-old who died from her injuries, Aviana Smith-Gray, was a high school senior. Her family says she loved to sing and dance and was looking forward to graduation. I'm Jennifer King.
Budget airline AirAsia is ordering 150 Airbus A220-300 jets valued at roughly $19 billion. This is the largest single order ever placed for the A220 planes. AirAsia says the aircraft's fuel efficiency and lower emissions were big selling points as far as the airline is concerned. More details, SRNNews.com.